Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, just because the regular 1940 football season is drawing to a close, do you think that a lot of the game's best players will want to stop eating a champion training breakfast in the morning? Do you think they're going to pass up their regular bowl full of those champion whole wheat flakes, Wheaties, and change to just an ordinary kind of breakfast dish? Well, not so you'd notice it. Plenty of all-star athletes have been eating Wheaties all season long, and they keep right on eating them straight through the year. Why, take Tuffy Lehmans, for example. That great halfback from George Washington University, now with the New York Giants football team. Tuffy Lehmans tells you, with plenty of Wheaties to back me up, I know I'm getting off to a swell start mornings. Make mine Wheaties in training season and all year long. Did you get that, fellas and girls? Tuffy Lehmans goes for Wheaties all year long. And right here, I'm going to let you in on one of the most exciting discoveries I know about. Listen, do you know that a big bowl full of those toasted Wheaties flakes with a champion flavor is every bit as good for you in fall and winter as it is in spring or summer? It's a fact. Food authorities who help decide the kind of breakfast champion athletes and everybody else need in this weather tell us that Wheaties are rich in heat energy units, the special fuel it takes to help keep us warm on chilly mornings. You don't need to eat a hot-cooked breakfast, not if you'd rather have Wheaties, because the heat of cooking doesn't count for a thing. It's those very important heat energy units in a food like Wheaties that help keep you warm. Why, your regular bowl full of Wheaties will give you the same number of heat energy units as you'd get from an equal amount of whole wheat served steaming hot from the kitchen stove. And I'll tell you another reason Wheaties have it all over a lot of other so-called whole wheat foods. Wheaties give you every bit of the well-known essential nourishment of the whole wheat grain. Of course, you know that a square deal in nourishment is what every athlete wants from a good training breakfast. Now, I'm not going to say a word about how extra good and satisfying Wheaties taste when you eat them with lots of milk or cream and a glass of fruit juice. No, I want you to enjoy that breakfast of champions yourself tomorrow morning. Be sure to get some Wheaties right away. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Uncle Jim's car has stalled. It won't start. Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are on their way to the headhunting country in the mountains of the Philippines to locate a constabulary sergeant who has some knowledge of the missing Professor Loring. With them, they have a chart and a luminous ring which will help locate some valuable uranium which Uncle Jim needs to complete his experiments in atomic power. Their automobile has just been pulled across an unfordable stream by a carabao, the water buffalo of the Philippines, but their engine is now wet and won't start. Just at this moment, the unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Shapato, who's trying to steal the chart and ring from Uncle Jim, has arrived in his car on the other side of the stream. With him are Blackbeard and Lazaro and others of his crew, and there's no doubt what they'll do if they can get across the stream before Uncle Jim and Jack can get their car started. Listen.
Well, she won't start, Jack. The battery's running down. We'd better not use the self-starter until we dry the engine.
I'll look under the hood, Uncle Jim, and see what she looks like.
Boy, I'll bet she looks like a wet hen, Jack. The water was 2 or 3 feet over the road.
Oh, hurry, Jack. We've got to get the car started before Shapato and Blackbeard can get across.
Boy, you're right, Billy. The engine looks as though it's been given a good dunking.
I'll bet the spark plugs are all wet, Jack. I'll bet you that's why she won't start.
Yeah, the spark plugs are wet right enough. But there's water in the carburetor, too. We'll have to clean that out before we can move.
Will it take very long, Jack?
Yeah, it'll take about 10 minutes, Betty. Hand me the toolkit, Billy. I'll get to work on it.
Oh, the toolkit is in the trunk, Jack. I'll get it.
Oh, look, Uncle Jim. Shapato is going to try to drive his car across the stream.
That's fine, Betty. I hope he does try it. He'll drown out his car, too.
But Suppose they don't drown out their car. Suppose they get across.
They won't get across that way, Betty. They'll either have to walk across in the swift current, or they'll have to wait until our Carabao gets back and pulls them.
Here's the toolkit, Jack. There's a couple of wrenches and a pair of pliers and a screwdriver.
Attaboy, Billy. You stay here and help me.
Oh, sure.
Oh, they've started across, Uncle Jim. Chapato's driving across.
Don't worry, Betty. I know he can't make it. I don't believe he'll try very far.
Hold me, tell me what, Chapato. We're working in the deep water. That's your topsails and our bills on your board.
Blackbeard thinks he's on board a ship. He'll be heaving the lead next.
Oh, Captain Fairfield. You and Jack might as well give in. You can't get away with the royalty.
All right, Blackbeard, come and get us. Just drive right across.
Oh, the port candle sky high, we'll drive across. There's more ways than one of skinning a cat. You'd better act sensible like and give us that chart and ring. We're still willing to go 50-50 with you.
I'll not have any dealings with Chapato or any of the rest of your gang, Blackbeard.
Can you imagine Blackbeard thinking that we'd take his word for anything, Uncle Jim?
Even if I knew he was speaking the truth, Betty, I still wouldn't deal with him. Chapato wants to sell that uranium to any country that'll pay the most for it.
They're backing up, Uncle Jim. They're going back to the dry road again.
I knew they wouldn't get far that way. How are you coming with that carburetor, Jack?
I've almost got it apart, Uncle Jim.
Work as fast as you can. I suspect they'll try to wait after us in just a minute.
Can they, Uncle Jim? Can they get to us that way?
They may be able to, Betty, but it won't be easy. It's a mighty swift current in the middle of the stream.
Uncle Jim, that little Filipino boy with the carabao is motioning to you.
Why doesn't he come here and tell us what he wants?
We don't want him to do that, Billy. If he leaves that carabao alone, it might become dangerous. I told you. They hate the scent of a white man.
We ought to leave the boy on this side and send the carabao across by itself to help Chapato. That'd fix him.
You better go and see what he wants, Uncle Jim. If you don't, he might leave his carabao and come here.
I'll go and see. He probably wants his pay so he can go back and earn some more money by pulling our friends across the fort.
You aren't going to let him do that, Uncle Jim.
We can't hold him here by sheer force, Betty. Maybe if I gave him 2 pesos instead of 1, he'd stay here with us. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, do hurry, Jack. I can see Chapato and Blackbeard and Lazaro talking together over there. They're planning to do something.
I'm hurrying, Betty. Hey, look, isn't that Michelle with them?
Oh, that's Michelle, all right. Boy, wasn't he a friend in need when we were tied up in Lazaro's boat.
Well, if Lazaro and Chapato ever find out that he helped us, they'll make it mighty tough for him.
What on earth is Uncle Jim saying to the Filipino boy, Jack?
Search me, Betty. I don't speak Tagalog.
Oh, they're having an argument of some kind, Jack. Maybe the boy wants more money.
Here they come now.
To pull their car to this.
The boy is going to take the carabao across the stream.
Jumpin' Jiminy, then Chapato and Blackbeard can use it to pull their car to this side.
It does look queer that Uncle Jim would let the boy take the carabao across the stream, but I bet he knows what he's doing.
Are you almost through, Jack?
Almost, Uncle Jim. I've cleaned the carburetor out, and I'm putting her back together.
I'm drying off the spark plugs, Uncle Jim. We should have her running afore long.
Uncle Jim, is that boy really going to take the carabao across the river?
He certainly is, Betty. But I paid him an extra peso so he wouldn't let Chapato and Blackbeard use the carabao.
But great guns, Uncle Jim. How can he stop Chapato and Blackbeard? What, they'll take the animal right away from him and hitch it right up to their car.
Yes, Billy, they might try to do that.
But you don't seem a bit worried about it, Uncle Jim.
No, Betty, I'm not worried about their taking the carabao away from him.
Gosh, I suppose you know what you're doing, Uncle Jim, but it looks awfully risky to me.
Look, Blackbeard and Chapato and Lazaro are going to try to wade across after us. Here they come now. What can we do?
Just keep your head, Betty. The worst they can do is to get the chart and ring from us. They've tried for a long time to do that, and they haven't done it yet.
They're coming across. They're in water up to their knees.
Yeah, but they're not having an easy time.
Well,
look at Blackbeard. He almost got swept off his feet. Just listen to it.
I've navigated through many a current, but never one like this before.
Jump on Jiminy. If Blackbeard ever got Carrie off his feet, he'd float downstream like an empty barrel.
The Filipino boy is going across on top of the carabao. He'll meet Chapato and Blackbeard in the middle of the stream.
Boy, oh boy, wouldn't it be just too bad if that carabao should go on a rampage when they meet?
Well, I have a hunch that they won't stand by and let the boy take that carabao past them.
Perhaps they won't, Jack.
But gee willikins, Uncle Jim, don't you mind?
It may work out all right, Billy, if the Filipino boy doesn't cooperate with him.
Blackbeard and Chapato and Lazaro have stopped.
Listen to him. I'm too broad a beam to fight this current.
Blackbeard wants to use the carabao, but I think Lazaro prefers to fight the current.
Man, look at that carabao. He's sound to haul and rig, and he can pull the whole car across.
Well, Chapato wants to use the carabao, too.
Look, he's talking to the Filipino boy.
The boy is shaking his head, Uncle Jim. He's playing square with you.
Hand me that other wrench, Billy. We'll soon have this carburetor fixed. Hey, look at Blackbeard. He's going to pull the boy off the Carabao.
Well, Chapada won't let him. Look, Blackbeard's taking the guide rope from the boy. He's leading the Carabao back toward their car.
Leading? My eye, he's pulling them. Why, he'll pull the ring right out of that poor animal's nose if he doesn't watch out.
We better look out if that Carabao takes after him. It'll be goodbye, Blackbeard.
They're all going back to their car. Michelle is getting out a tow rope. They're going to make the Carabao pull them across.
Oh, Jack, can't you hurry with the carburetor? They'll be across in just a minute.
It won't be long now, Betty.
Don't rush things, Jack. Put it back right. When we start this time, we've got to keep going. And we've got some steep mountains to climb.
Oh, look, that boy doesn't want them to use his Carabao.
Oh, look at Blackbeard. He's pulled the boy off.
That boy's a smart little Filipino, Betty. Watch him. He's thrown away a switch. He's going back to his cart.
But, Uncle Jim, you said a Carabao would attack a white man if he's not controlled by a Filipino.
I said they sometimes will, Betty.
Watch that Carabao. He's pawing the ground like a bull. He's looking at Blackbeard.
He's got his head down. He's charging Blackbeard.
Look at Blackbeard. He jumped right up to the roof of the car. Boy, oh boy, did he ever get there quickly. I never knew we ever had it in him. Listen to him.
Oh, he's charging the car. He's trying to get at Blackbeard.
Oh, look at that. He charged right into the car.
That'll put a dent in their car they won't forget. Hand me that screwdriver, Billy, quick.
Look, the Carabao is charging Chapado now.
Oh, look at Chapado run. Look at him go up that tree. Boy, was that close.
Yeah, I'm missing all the excitement tinkering with this carburetor.
You'll just have to miss it, Jack. We've got to get that engine running and get away from here.
The Carabao is looking at Lazaro now. Boy, Lazaro's been wasting a lot of time. He ought to be up in a tree by now.
Why, he's charging Lazaro. But Lazaro's just standing there. He'll get gored.
Oh, no, he won't, Betty. Look at him sidestep. Jumping cricket. That guy has been in a bullfight somewhere. He's a regular toreador.
There aren't many things Lazaro can't do. He's more dangerous to us than Chapado is.
Well, the Carabao is charging again. Oh, he'll get him this time.
No, he didn't, Betty. Gosh, but he came close. Look, he ripped Lazaro's pants.
Uncle Jim, you knew this would happen when you let the boy take the Carabao across, didn't you? You knew it all the time.
I thought that something might happen if they tried to take the animal away from the boy, Betty.
It's still happening, Uncle Jim. That Carabao is going to charge again.
No, but Lazaro isn't waiting for him this time, Billy. Look at him. He's climbing up to the roof of the car with Blackbeard.
Well, it'll be some time before they get across now. You almost through, Jack?
I'm all through, Uncle Jim. Get in the car and see if she'll start.
I hope she does start, Jack. They'll find some way to get across after us.
Go ahead, Uncle Jim. Let's see.
It works!
Boy, good job, Jack.
You did a good job, Jack. Get in, everyone. We'll get up to those mountains and into the headhunters' country before our friends can shake that Carabao loose and follow us.
Oh, Jack, look across the stream. Everyone's on a perch, and the Carabao is just waiting for one of them to get down.
Yeah, that is a funny sight, Betty. But if that crew ever gets their hands on us, they'll make us pay for it. And now, up into the mountains. Here we go.
I'll bet Jack is right. Chapado, Lazaro, and Blackbeard won't forget the way they were chased by that Carabao. Just as soon as they can, they'll get their car across the stream and follow Uncle Jim and Jack and Billy and Betty into the mountains to try again for that chart and ring. And say, that's dangerous country up there in the mountains of Luzon. And if the headhunters are really acting up, all sorts of things might happen. You won't want to miss them, so be on hand at the same time tomorrow for another exciting episode in the country of the headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. You know, fellows and girls, those of you who eat Wheaties for breakfast are getting lots of fun that a lot of other boys and girls should be having, too. Those Wheaties flakes pack a swell flavor, a zippy come-on flavor that you ought to go for in a great big way. Be sure to ask for the orange and blue package with the two famous General Mills trademarks, Wheaties, W-H-E-A-T-I-E-S, and Breakfast of Champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them.